gentlemen, you have been listening to K-Lite Radio, KIQQ-FM. KIQQ Radio has broadcast on an assigned frequency of 100.3 FM and has served the Los Angeles metropolitan area with contemporary music since February 12, 1973. Most recently, the station has been owned and operated by the Outlet Broadcasting Corporation. On March the 16th, 1989, KIQQ Radio was sold by the Outlet Corporation to the Westwood One Radio Group. At that time, the decision was made to discontinue broadcasting the current format as K-Lite Radio and KIQQ-FM. If you have been a K-Lite KIQQ listener and would like to continue to hear more light contemporary music, then we recommend tuning to any of these fine broadcast frequencies. 94.7 FM, The Wave. 98.7 FM, K-Joy. 103.1 FM, K-Surf, The West Side Sound. Or 103.5 Coast FM. The staff and management of K-Lite KIQQ are proud to have served you and lightened your day for the past few years. Now, before K-Lite KIQQ officially departs the airwaves, we thought it would be appropriate to feature one last recording.
Edison worked out. Phonograph records. Getting underway with Quicksilver Messenger Service.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
About to witness the birth of a brand new radio station. It's 5:03 a.m. Friday, March 17th, 1989. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, radio station KQLZ FM signs on the air for the very first time. KQLZ is owned and operated by the Westwood One Radio Group, and broadcast on an assigned frequency of 100.3 megahertz. Signing on the air, this is the all-new KQLZ-FM, Los Angeles. Southern California, it's time to wake up.
The mothership has landed. Pirate Radio, 100.3 FM. Welcome to the jungle.
You are listening to a brand new radio station.
If you're looking for your light radio station, that sucker is gone. 511, my name is Shadow Steel, and this is Pirate Radio 100.3 FM. Time to get up.
The mothership has landed. Pirate Radio, 100.3 FM.